Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Dark Forest. If you have a scary story that you would like to submit, email it to zachbabytv@gmail.com. A shout out to my channel members and patrons. Now, it's time to get spooky. I'm sitting on my bathroom floor on my phone, trying to figure out where to start with all this. I think I should start by telling you about my cat. A weird thing to open with, I know, but stay with me here. I adopted my cat the same day I moved out. It was a bad plan, because I wasn't sure if I would be able to even stay in my apartment, or even if having a cat would void my lease. I saw his cute bundle of fur and knew I had to bring him with me. He belonged to my sister, but she had lost 3 cats already. She could not be trusted with him, and I hoped that she learned her lesson and didn't get another one. And when I say I adopted him, I kinda stole him, took him without telling her. She didn't even notice for 2 days, and I was already long gone. I had a fresh start and a new kitten, and let me tell you, I love this cat. He acted like a king, so I would call him George, because I thought England had a King George at one point. I raised him, and he became so attached, me and he would sleep either directly on my face or right next to it, even after he gained 15 pounds. If I closed any door in my apartment, even for a few seconds, he somehow knew and sat beside it, scratching, crying to be let in. This cat was spoiled rotten, and might have been treated better than some children. A few minutes ago, I had gone to the bathroom, phone in hand. I had some mobile game I had to tap to start the event. I set my phone on the counter to let the game play on its own when I heard the scratching at the bathroom door. A normal sound I lived with for 10 years, but a sound that would have made me piss myself if I hadn't already just gone. You see, my King George had passed away a week ago. He was sick, and it was for the best. And yet, there is scratching at my closed bathroom door. I'm super freaked out, and wanted to type this down to get my thoughts in order. Did someone break in? Maybe, but the bathroom door doesn't even have a lock on it. If they wanted in, they could just open the door. No point in pawing at the bottom of it. And that's the thing. It sounds like claws scratching at the door. I know that sound. I've heard it thousands of times. Was it my sister playing a prank on me? Maybe. But she lives out of state now. It wouldn't bother the 5-hour trip just to mess with me. Was it my parents? Again, they live so far away. It wasn't worth it. All right. What about a wild animal? Did a raccoon get in? Do raccoons talk? I really thought it was a raccoon at first. Then, I heard a voice between the scratches. A voice barely above a whisper. A hiss of a voice. One I didn't think I heard at first.
Open.
I'm losing it. It has to be it. I can't be hearing a low hissing, creeping voice, and I'm not hearing claws scratching at my bathroom door, asking to be let in. I'm just so sad about George being gone that I'm just not able to handle it. That cat was my life. I have my work, but no close friends. Just some people I sometimes talk to. It sounds like a depressing life, but it's not. I'm happy being alone with my cat. Maybe two cats in the future. I'm a simple person that doesn't ask for much. I was devastated by losing my little Georgie, so this mental break is just too strange for me to accept. It's the only answer that fits. The scratches have gotten harder. The door, it's shaking from whatever is pawing at it. I'm scared. I shouldn't be, because this is all in my head, but I'm scared. I can't open the door. Once I do, it's all over, and I'm not sure if knowing what that truly means. I have my phone, so I tried calling the police. The call only lasted a second, then it dropped. All right, I'll try animal control, and again, only a second. I've gone through all my list of contacts to see each call drop. I can't even text anyone. My mobile game is working still. It has a chat function and I could send messages through it, but I don't think anyone would take me seriously to send help. The longer I sit here, the more my mind is willing to accept a different answer. That something came for me because of how emotionally vulnerable I am. That does sound crazy. Crazier than me just thinking I'm hearing my dead cat talking to me. But I just can't shake this feeling that something is really out there. Something not human. Something dark and unearthly. Something that is getting impatient with me. I wonder how long a human can last with water alone. I've heard it could be around 3 weeks. Longer because I'm a girl with all the extra body fat males don't have. I wonder if the thing outside is going to give up before I die. I really am crazy if I'm considering starving myself and not just opening the door.
Open.
That thing almost sounded nice that time. Nice and pleading. Under the crack of the door, I can see shadows pacing back and forth. When it scratches, I can barely make out needle-sharp claws trying to wrap under the door, trying to pry it open, trying to get at me. This is stupid, isn't it? Just sitting here, waiting. I've tried calling for help again, but with no such luck. I just wanted a simple, easy life. I don't want to die young, but I guess no one really does. I shouldn't act like I'm special at all. I don't get that choice. Things just happen. But what if I do? My clock on my phone froze when I came into the bathroom. I know time has passed. I didn't even notice the stuck clock until a few minutes ago. I don't know how long I've been sitting here staring at the floor. It's sometimes silent, but the scratches come back testing me. The idea of a choice has been turning in my head. I might have a chance. I might be able to get out of this. Slowly I stood up, fearing the thing outside might hear my movements. I took small steps until I was right next to the door and pressed my ear against it, straining to hear anything. I could hear faint breathing. Something was there, still waiting, always waiting until I opened the door. I have a suggestion. I tried to speak, but my voice came out as a whisper. My throat was dry, and I could barely get the words out. I waited for an answer, but none came. Well, I opened the door. I'm going to see a cat. Doesn't matter the age or color, and I'm going to love this cat just as much as I did with Georgie. This cat is going to have the best life any cat can have. But this cat is going to eat me. I could die naturally in my sleep, or someone is going to break in and murder me. I'll have no one to check up on me, so this cat is going to eat me. It could happen in a few days, or when I'm an old lady. Is that a good deal? Is that a good suggestion for me opening this door? I stood with my ear beside the door, listening to the breathing until my feet started to hurt. The longer I stood, the more I thought I had such a dumb idea of getting out of the mental break or supernatural encounter.
Deal.
I took such a huge sigh of relief it hurt. I'm going to open the door shortly. If something does happen to me, I hope the person who finds my phone and this rambling document gets this out into the world. I really wish that something doesn't. That I open the door to see a cute cat waiting for me outside. After all, that's what a simple person like me wants in life. Well, I hope that everybody enjoyed this short, spooky story. You know, I'm a dog person for a reason, I guess. Don't get me wrong, I like cats too. The last time I owned a cat, the dang thing ran away from me. Maybe, just maybe, that was a blessing in disguise. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Share me with your friends, and again, like always, spread me like butter.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.